You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host and astrologer, Stephanie Powers, and guys, you're listening to this the day before the big Scorpio full moon. We astrologers warned you that April was a wild month. I mean, we kicked it off being in an eclipse portal. And then shortly after that, Mercury went retrograde. And then we have this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And now we're going home with a bang. We're stepping into May with a full moon in the sign everybody's afraid of. Scorpio. You know, when I read Geminis, I always say, why does everybody hate us? I'm like, they don't. They just don't understand you. Scorpios never ask that. They just know. It's just ingrained in them. But I have met some Scorpios that are very lovable, likable, extroverted. And again, everyone's chart is so layered, so nuanced. Sometimes if you're soul's blueprint is a pie with 12 slices and you're a Scorpio sun. That's only one slice. But if all the other slices are in Leo, of course they're going to burn up that Scorpio water slice, right? So that's why it is so important. If you listen to astrology, things like my podcast or read your horoscope on astrology apps, and you just really have to stretch your mind to make it fit and make it resonate. But if you were to just get real with yourself, like, nah, this doesn't sound like me. That is why investing in a private reading is oh so important. You guys know I'm here for you. My Taurus people, you guys get 15% off any reading this month for your birthday. And everybody else, you get 10% off for being a podcast listener using code GRATITUDE. We now offer pre-recorded readings that you can invest in if you're running short on time. I will record myself on Zoom, sharing my screen with your beautiful birth chart on it, and send you the recording to hash out and take notes on later. You guys have loved them so far. I'm really glad we decided to do that because I know a lot of international listeners, they're like, I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m. for a birth chart. So you guys have really enjoyed this option. Lightworkers-lounge.com. And as always, please, 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 if you enjoy this show and you like my style of teaching astrology, the practical, you guys always use the P word. You're so practical and real. Thank you. That is what I'm striving to do with my astrology brand, is make this shit real. Feet on the ground, head in the stars. We've got to have both in order to take astrology seriously and to utilize it to have a seamless, most less turbulent life as possible using astrology. So leave a review, share the show wherever you're listening to it from. It really helps get us on the map. Okay. I always like, if you guys read my book, It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon, you know, the first chapter is me describing my history, my upbringing, so that you know what lens I am viewing astrology from, you know, what I am projecting at you from. There's so many great people sharing wonderful knowledge on social media now that we have all of this at our fingertips, but it's scary because it can really sway us in directions. Have you ever received advice from someone who had just well intentions, no negative energy at all, but you took their advice? You took a wrong turn in life as a result? It happens. It really does. And it's just so important to know, okay, I like this person, but what is their background? Why do they look at it this way? Well, this whole episode about the Scorpio full moon, I have a natal Scorpio moon. If you're new here, I'm a Sagittarius sun, a Scorpio moon, and a Taurus rising. I always wonder why other astrologers never share their charts. Maybe it's the Scorpio in me that's like, come on, tell me who you are. I need to know who I'm getting advice from. But they never reveal their chart. Is that a thing? Is my Sagittarius having their foot in their mouth right now? And I'm like, no, you guys should know my big three so you know who you're listening to. So then you can decide if you resonate with that energy or if you're like, nah, I need something more serious. Or no, I appreciate a more Piscean approach, which is very spiritual and esoteric. What are we? So I understand this moon's energy very, very well. And, you know, when I discovered, when I was 29, right on the edge of my Saturn return, is when I had the identity crisis of realizing that the two signs that I've always struggled to get along with, Scorpio and Taurus, make up the rest of my big three. I mean, I was just shocked. I remember telling my friend who was like, no, girl, this is your full chart. I was like, no, you got the time wrong. Switch it to this. Nope, it's still the same. Shoot, okay. And then I fully believe that the signs that trigger you the most are the energy you most need to embody. I do believe in that. And for me, it was taking a look at the shadow side of both my personality and facing the demons of the shadow side of people, because I have been called naive. I've been called ditzy. I've been called innocent. What else? Naive is just a really popular one. And it's because I would just see bad behaviors in humans, you know, murder, death, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and just plug my ears and go, la, 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 nope, that doesn't exist. Gonna stay in my bubble of peace and pretend like every day is sunshine and rainbows. But my Scorpio moon was like, no, like, look at it. Hear someone's story of being abused. Hear out and understand that life is not. And then my Taurus rising, I was like, no, that is not me. I am Miss Sagittarius, travel the world, always on the go, Taurus. But as you guys know, when we have our Saturn return, that cosmic initiation into adulthood, we fully step into our rising sign. And here I am at 35 years old, planning to buy land to settle down and still take a trip to fulfill my Sagittarius side, but a garden, soil, dirt, just being a steward of land is just making me froth at the heart. Like, yes, I want that, please. So, wow, what a month of April. Between the eclipses, this big Jupiter conjunction, Mercury is retrograde. I literally, you guys have heard me say, I got my first few gray hairs this month. How appropriate. I'll always remember the month, April 2024. Got my first gray hairs. But it's so Scorpio energy to find your first gray hair. It's like accepting that aging is a very real thing and it pushes you closer to death, to an ending of the human life. Yet it's celebratory to see the wrinkles around my eyes and my forehead, the sunspots to remind me of all the great times I've spent under the sun, the gray hair popping up to show me that, hey, you're not going to live forever, and so you might as well enjoy each day. But then just more shadow stuff pops up, like, wait, I haven't had children yet, and now I have gray hair. Wait, I can't be a new mom with a full head of gray hair, just, you know, shallow things like that. Or wait, I haven't accomplished anything yet. I haven't even bought my land yet. Those milestones you guys know I struggle with. The Taurus in me, like, no, I have to accomplish this. When I recorded the Taurus episode, it was such a slap in my own face. Because I was like, this is me. Oh, I like wrote down and circled things like, yep, you got to continue to work on that. But April 2024 is definitely going to go down as one of the wildest months. And the good news is this conjunction is over. This full moon will be such a cathartic release. Please let yourself cry. Let yourself have a day where you just can't see past anything dark and negative. Know that it will move out, especially at the end of the month around April 30th when Mercury will finally move forward. We'll have a clear vision of, okay, whoa. What was that tunnel called April 2024? I don't want to revisit that again. I'm very glad and I feel triumphant that I survived that. So good news to come. The sun will shine. It's kind of like the metaphor of, I don't know if you've ever lived somewhere where there are just a string of days, weeks, sometimes months of overcast gray days. And then that feeling when the sun finally comes out is just high off life. That is what I imagine this Scorpio full moon is going to feel like for us, the final gray day. So the moon will be full on April 23rd at 4 degrees Scorpio. You guys know what we do around here. We use the garden bed analogy, okay? If you hear a little squeaking behind me, hopefully this microphone will block it out, but it's very windy here in Texas. Think back to what you were thinking, feeling, planting in your Scorpio garden bed on November 13th, 2023. That is the day we had a new moon in Scorpio. It was so cool to go back and look at my own history before I recorded this to see what was going on in my Scorpio garden bed. And for me, as a Taurus rising, Scorpio rules my seventh house of marriage, partnership, intimacy. And the week of November 13th was the hardest week of 2023, I'd say. Yeah, it was. And it was because Kaya, the dog, the red heeler we rescued, was just being so naughty. She was biting people. It was getting violent. And then Jeffrey, my baby, my son, S-U-N, he got so sick and something was lodged in his stomach and he had to go to an emergency vet. It was just awful. I mean, so expensive. Definitely put us out financially because you guys know about bills. But just, I mean, I felt like I was losing him, like he was on the tip of my fingers, and then Kaya's aggressiveness. And then at the end of that week, Kaya got spayed, which is a whole day surgery in itself. And I was just trauma bonded with our local vet clinic. I mean, it's 3 hours away now that we live in kind of central Texas, and we still drove Jackson, the black pug puppy we rescued. We drove in 3 hours to go down there because I'm so bonded to them from this week. But in regards to my partnerships and my relationships, I remember that week's new and good newsletter every Monday that goes out. If you're not already subscribed, what are you doing? Go to lightworkers-lounge and subscribe. But if you guys remember, that was the week that I wrote about that awful emergency, death and rebirth. And I had wrapped up the email saying how thankful I was to have a Virgo partner like JL who just would never say no. He's very fast. He's a twin Scorpio moon with me. So when there's chaos and there's a crisis, he moves fast. He's really thinking. He never complains about being tired, never complains about money. He just, he's there. And it sucked, you know. He really had to calm me down a lot through getting angry at people, through having a breakdown in the parking lot at 2 a.m. He was there for me like a rock. And I remember writing how thankful I was and how that week sucked, but it really united us as a couple. And I wrapped up that email. It was wild to read it now that we're at the Scorpio full moon, coming full circle. I wrote, I can't wait to grow old with JL, and when we have children or a family or friends who come to us in crisis, to be their firm oak tree that is just stable for them, where we can say, hey, I know this is very scary, but we're going to stay right here with you because of experiences like that week. So I don't know. You know, JL and I are doing really well, and there's nothing big happening in the relationship of us. We don't really... We call each other's spouse, but we're not legally married at all. It's just, yeah. So I don't know. It's just a full circle. And, you know, we're in the interim of living in a motorhome and trying to find a house, and we're ready to buy land as soon as we can. So you guys know when you buy a house or something big like property with someone, that's essentially a marriage contract. So maybe we will. Maybe over the next month we'll find that land or something that comes full circle in our partnership that we worked really hard for. So that, just sharing that as an example with you, go find the area of life in your chart, the house that Scorpio rules, and apply that to November 13th, 2023. What were you? And it doesn't have to be that exact date like mine was. It can just be the month of November. Give it some stretch room, right? Because that's essentially Scorpio season. So back then, you walked up to the bed of Scorpio, the bed of death and rebirth, the bed of transformation, the soil of, will you let go of things when deep down you know they are expired and it's time to move on? Can you accept that life is impermanent, which means all relationships, all jobs, all money is all impermanent? You walked over to that and you tilled the soil and you fertilized it and then you planted some seeds of, yes, I promise I will let go of things when I need to, not hold on to them out of power and control. I will own the shadow side of my behavior because that, in the end of the day, that's all I can control. I will let go of the pain that people have caused me and turn poison into medicine, and I will use that to heal people. It doesn't have to be a career in healing. It can just be saying hi and smiling and having patience and kindness towards strangers when you're out and about. That's what I mean when I say healing. So now we're going back to that garden bed. We've been getting our hands dirty in the Aries bed. We've been in the Libra bed. We've been over there. Now we got to go over to the Scorpio garden bed and say, okay, let's go check. Did my seeds sprout? Is there any fruit or vegetables to harvest? Did they not sprout at all? Did they sprout, but they never bloomed? It's a report card. You guys know my holistic health coach comes out where I tell you, you poop, you pee, your period. These are all report cards from your body to let you know how well you've been feeding it and hydrating it or not. Same thing with these moon cycles. So we are going over to the Scorpio garden bed with the Scorpio full moon and seeing how well did you or didn't you do around learning about transformation. So under this Scorpio full moon, it's time to transform and let go of the lessons you've learned. To realize that nothing is etched in stone, everything's always written in pencil, and you hold the eraser. You know, Scorpio is a fixed water sign, just like its sister Taurus. So they get stuck. They're both stubborn. They have staying power and perseverance more than the other signs. Taurus can get stuck on what they do or don't have. Taurus has perseverance to go create and make money, right? To make money, to go buy things and hoard it and keep it in their space. They're stuck on it. Scorpio is water, so it's more emotion. So Scorpio can get stuck on what they do or don't feel. And Scorpio can be very loyal to a T, to a fault, where they drive 3 hours just to go utilize a vet that helps save their dog's life. They can get stuck on what they do or don't feel, or they can go create that passion and that feeling through drama, through dark things. This is big Scorpio energy here. Sometimes Scorpios will wreak havoc just to feel passion. They'll get stuck in a grudge and of silence in the name of revenge. Scorpio is a saucy sign, right? But again, on their empowered side, they let things go. They recognize that, hey, everybody is going to hurt you. Everybody is going to betray you, abandon you, some people intentionally, other people completely unintentionally. You just have to learn good communication and to learn who is worth fighting with and who is worth fighting for. What is worth letting go, right? Sometimes, this one made you guys cry when I used to talk about it back in the day, where I would tell you that sometimes the last act of unconditional loyal love towards someone is letting them go. It's letting them go and saying, hey, I don't know if I'm the right fit for you, or even if I am, together, we're just not creating something healthy for neither of us. And because I love you so much more than the idea of possessing you and doing life with you, I'm going to let you go. Something I've learned in my long 35 years is we're taught these fairy tale things of let me go find someone who just fireworks fly, the chemistry is amazing, the sex is passionate, let me go be with that person. But it takes a completely different person to do life with, right? And I'm not encouraging cheating or love affairs or love triangles. I just think it's smart to know that who you choose to marry or to create as a life partner and do life with, you got to know you're going to be picking boogers out of each other's nose. You're going to smell each other's poop. You're going to help each other through health issues. There's going to be many times where the relationship is controlling and toxic and one person's stronger than the other, but the scales always tip. And then you become the person who's controlling and stronger than the other. And then it'll go back. I really don't think it's ever perfectly balanced, and that you just have to accept unconditional love. You have to not accept abuse, guys. Don't take this the wrong way, but I think it's just such wisdom to realize, wow, I'm dating this person and they're really lovely and they're really fun, but I don't know if I would want to pick boogers out of their nose or help them through a difficult life situation. Can I love this person through all seasons of their life, even if winter seems to run a little bit longer than usual in the metaphor of their life? It's tough. It's very different. A lot of people who grieve, like, I fell in love with that person, they were my twin flame, I kind of ground them and say, well, can you picture buying groceries with them? Do you think based off of how they treat you and how long they make you wait to respond to a text, that when shit hits the fan and there's a crisis, they're going to be on their feet and right there, right away, immediately. Maybe just protect that beautiful fantasy and just say, that's all it'll be. Because if we did life together, it would be bad for the both of us. Right? There's a difference. There is such a difference. And a lot of times doing life with someone ruins a relationship. As you know, you can go from being so close with someone to being complete strangers. And that is so, so hard to accept. Especially if you have a Scorpio full moon. So under this Scorpio full moon, perhaps since last November, you are experiencing exactly that. Someone you were super intimate with back then is now a stranger. Perhaps who you were back then, after the eclipse had its way with you, the big Jupiter conjunction we had this weekend, now you're recognizing, holy shit, I'm not interested in that anymore. Or I don't want to pursue that anymore. I actually want to do this. I want to just succumb to doing that. And it's this identity crisis where you're like, wait, I always told myself I would never live there. I would never do that. And here I am. And I'm actually, dare I say, enjoying it. Right? I think we're all kind of going through these huge shifts in our identity, right? We've got the nodes in Aries and Libra. It's like, okay, I was codependent on relationships before. I was codependent on everyone around me before. I was never like, hey, I love you so much and I want to be with you, but I'm not doing that. But I'm not moving there. But I'm not okay with that, right? Now we're stepping into that energy. And while it can create real intimacy with someone where you're the best partner or friend or family member that you can be because you feel firmly anchored in your individuality, which means you have a really full cup to pour from for everyone in your immediate circle, it can also be shocking to realize, whoa, once I step into my individuality, some people just fall off. I thought we were really close, but they only liked the version of me they created in their mind, not who I actually am, right? And so April and all this cosmic energy is just, it's celebratory on one end and exciting and fresh. But on the other end, it's like grieving. It's grieving. It's like having a death in the family one day and then celebrating someone's birthday the very next day. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? Can we just reach a place where there's not so much turbulence, please? Power. The word of Scorpio is power. Over the last 6 months, what or who do you feel you may have lost your power to? And remember, this can be yourself. This doesn't have to be someone around you, although a lot of people will probably have someone or something pop up in their mind. But this could be your own self, right? There's that phrase, I'm gaslighting myself. Since then, have you tried to fit yourself in a mold that has died? A vision for yourself, but something you used to be interested in that has been dead and doesn't show interest in your heart at all for a while, right? You may have lost your power to holding on to the idea of it for far too long, saying, well, you know, I have this business idea and it takes a long time to just be repetitive and show up over and over and over. And that's what I'm doing, but it's not working. And if I'm being honest with myself, I kind of want to go work for someone else because it sounds a lot more peaceful. I like the idea of somebody else cutting me a check so I don't have to worry about finances, and I'll get more time with my partner, or I'll get more time to be with my pets, or to just sit outside and enjoy nature and just be. So now, under this Scorpio full moon, as you sit in your Scorpio garden bed, either enjoying the fruits of your very hard labor or sitting there analyzing the rotting seeds, going, okay, what happened? What did I do wrong? What can I do different this next 6 month cycle? Now begins a time to release the side of you that allowed that power control to happen, or to redefine what being powerless means to you. Most of our passions or great transformations in life will require two major steps. One, making the decision and sticking with it. And then two, years of rebuilding. I think once we reach a point where we have to leave a relationship or we can no longer show up at that job, we just, you know, reach the edge of the cliff where it is fall or fly, we think that making the decision to fly instead of just free fall, then it should be easy, right? Not realizing that we'll have to fly through storms, that there will be predators in the sky. We often think that just making a decision towards something more aligned with us will lead to greener grass at our feet. Not realizing that there's no other landscaper but us. Astro Butterfly describes this full moon in Scorpio as confronting our greatest fear that keeps us from going after our greatest desire. Right? What is that thing preventing you from doing something that you really want to do? Now, this full moon has a lot of intensity with it. It's already in the sign of Scorpio, the intense, passionate, powerful, controlling sign, but it's squaring Pluto, upping the intensity. Whew, maybe around this full moon, you feel very fatigued and have really wild dreams of your greatest fears coming out. One perspective I learned in all the really cool interviews I've done for Lightworkers Lounge is that nightmares can sometimes be a good thing because it's putting you through the thing you're most afraid of and finally realizing, oh, I survived, right? It's like the subconscious detoxing overnight. I resonated with that definition of it. But this full moon is squaring Pluto almost to the degree. And so there's tension between the moon and Pluto. Can I accept a death in order to be reborn into a life that is leveled up, into a life that is more aligned with who I am, not the version of me that's been dead for a long time? So questions under this full moon, and questions to ask yourself, questions to ponder, questions to write down or just think about on your commute. One, it's painful to let go, but impossible to hold on. What's the first thing you thought of when I said that? It's painful to let go, but it's impossible to hold on. Who did you think of when I said that? What did you think of when I said that? That was a quote from astrologer Rita Weigel, and I thought that was amazing for this Scorpio full moon. What is so painful and you feel like you will just die without, but you will also die even slower if you hold on? Under this full moon, if you're brave, tell someone a secret you've never told anyone before. Tell someone a secret, not even your best friend, your therapist, that nobody knows. Something that you are so afraid to share with someone else because you are afraid that they'll think you're a dark person. They'll think you're just awful. But if you share that secret and it's someone that holds space for you and confirms to you that, hey, it's not as bad as your mind is banking it out to be. We all do shit like that. You could find immense healing under this full moon in Scorpio. Number three, since Scorpio rules sex and intimacy, sacred energy exchange. If you are afraid of sex, not interested in sex, if you've lost trust with people because of betrayal, or if you're solo but secretly sad about the lack of intimacy in your life, this full moon is one last howl of pain before you can emerge clean, right? So sex, intimacy, trust with someone, you know, it's such an intimate relationship when you, I call it ruin the friendship. And Dale's okay with me sharing this because we used to talk about it openly with you guys when he was practically a co-host of the show. Him and I were friends for an entire year before we became intimate with each other. And I mean, he would help me with my relationships. I would help him with his relationships. Like truly that level of friendship where there was never jealousy. There was never like, don't talk about your relationships with me because it makes me feel awkward. Like we were best friends. We were homies. Call it our twin Scorpio moons. But the moment him and I first decided to ruin the friendship with a little Scorpio moon love, everything just turned upside down. And it was so wild for both of us to be like, wait, that one thing we used to laugh about together, now I can't bear to think about it. That one joke we used to have, now it drives me nuts. And wait, I used to not care that you did that. I used to not care that you said that. Now, oh, my senses are up. I don't know. That's a hard no for me. It was so wild that after one time of having sex, everything just got flipped like a Cat 5 hurricane. Destroyed. We often circle back to like, hey, this is your friend speaking. This is your friend right now. Remember that entire year where we were just friends? This is me. Hello. It's beautiful. It's difficult. It's wonderful, but it's hard. But I always think of that with Scorpio type energy, how it's like, oh, if you're afraid of sex, if you've lost trust because someone cheated on you, someone lied to you, someone held power over you, someone controlled you, or if you're single but you're really sad about the lack of intimacy in your life, be it sex, that physical exchange of love, or just energetic intimacy, this full moon, you should welcome it. It's one last howl of pain before you can emerge clean, safe, free. Let it go. You know, I wrote something down that is so Scorpio. Of course, it starts with the word obsession. Obsession with something or something can create power or rob you of it. Think of if you're obsessed with a crush, right? If you form a relationship with that person and you realize, whoa, they are not the fantasized version of themselves that I thought I made them out to be, but ultimately I'll navigate these waters and learn to fall in love with the true character of them, that can really put you into power. Or being unhealthily obsessed with them on a disempowered Scorpio side, stalking their Instagram, waiting for if someone texts you but it's not their name, you're like, oh, right? That's how you know, whoa, the obsession's going a little too high here, and it's robbing you of your power. Passion can create love or war. Think about that. Passion can create love, which creates humans. But passion can also create war, which kills humans. Whoa. Have the past 6 months felt liberating or a battlefield? Have the past 6 months seen you risen from the ashes and reclaiming your power? Or have you been at the mercy of another, more powerful force? Regardless, this full moon in Scorpio is wiping the slate clean. Something, someone new, can come in to spark passion for something entirely different from the past. I like this moon. Okay, guys, that's all I've got for this big Scorpio full moon. As always, pay attention to your dreams for symbols, for clues. Check out your Scorpio garden bed. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. If you are really happy and feeling amazing around this Scorpio full moon, I'm so proud of you. That's awesome. You really earned it. If this is a really difficult full moon, I'm so sorry. And I pause when I say that because I know exactly how it feels to just feel like everything is in shambles. But what do we do when we plant a garden and nothing sprouts? We go, ugh, okay, back to the drawing board. Let me think of what I actually want to grow in this area of life and then study it. Pull the podcast out. Pull the books out. Go ask people who have lived it. That's Scorpio's favorite way to learn, is by talking to someone and asking them such intimate secret questions and hearing them spill their guts is how Scorpio really learns. And then go back to your garden bed and replant. That is the moon cycle. You always have a second chance. Every 6 months, you always have a second chance. And no, that does not mean if you're like, shit, this full moon sucks for me, that the next 6 months are going to suck. Not at all. The next 6 months, you just decide how much you want to learn about Scorpio themes of life. So that when the new moon in Scorpio rolls around in... I'm looking at my calendar. September, October. Nope, it's November 1st. Wow, that's symbolic. November 1st, when we have the new moon in Scorpio, you can also see a manifestation of this garden, or you might decide to plant something entirely different. Irregardless, please let this be a huge moon of release. to recognize that with good comes bad, and with bad could actually come some really good, amazing things. Always duality in everything we do. Turn the poison into medicine, and you will have a really, really rich, rewarding life. Love always, your Scorpio Moon sister. See you guys on the next podcast episode. Enjoy. Bye.